Time to get an update from Rick Doan over at Interfaith Social Services, find out how the agency is coping during the pandemic, and also find out about the virtual Stop the Stigma 5K. Hey, Rick, how are you?
I'm good. I'm hanging in there. Yeah, it's been a pretty crazy couple weeks here at the food pantry. You know, it just keeps getting busier, especially today. It's the first of the month, which normally is a slower time. And this is about one of the busiest days we've had. Because what happens is at the beginning of the month is when people get SNAP or food stamp benefits. So traditionally they'd get them at the beginning of the month and then they'd run out and they'd need to come and get our help at the end of the month. With so many people coming in that don't have food stamps, that aren't able to get food stamps because they don't qualify or they're undocumented, whatever the status is, it's thrown off. There's no predictability anymore. We'll have days that will be slower, and then they're crazy, and then there's food shortage issues, and then we don't have enough volunteers, and then we have too many volunteers. It keeps us on our toes, but bottom line, hungry people are being fed. That's a good thing.
So it sounds like you're seeing many, many people that are coming to you for the very first time.
Yeah, a lot of people come for the first time, and so when somebody comes in, there's a lot of handholding that goes with that. And we want to be able to do that for as many people as possible. But when someone's reaching out for help for the first time and they've never been through this and they don't know what they need to do, you want to help calm them down. You want to help them feel better. You want to give them as much customer service as possible. But we're trying to serve so many people in such a short amount of time as well. One of the things that hurts us, you can see the activity in the background. So you can see the food pantry in operation. One of the things that really hurt us, that we love being able to have clients come in the past, they'd sit in our waiting room, we'd sit down with them, talk about what foods they want, what they didn't want. And now the name of the game is efficiency. And people are sitting in their cars, we register them. I took off my mask for the interview, so it's nice not wearing a mask for a little bit, but trying to be as safe as possible and then as efficient as possible. So volunteers get the food, bring it out to the car, because otherwise we're backing up traffic down onto Adams Street.
Sure. Yeah. What we should, I guess, for folks who are watching who've never had to visit Interfaith, what is the process, Rick?
So Interfaith Social Services, we are located at 105 Adams Street, right near the John Adams Mansion, Quincy Center T Station, the Planet Fitness in Quincy Center. We operate a food pantry, a mental health counseling center, homelessness prevention program, and hopefully when things open up again, one of the best thrift shops ever. We're looking forward. We've lost that income stream.
Right.
But here at Interfaith, the name of the game these days is about food. It is feeding hungry people. And that is a lot of what we're doing these days. We have more food coming in and going out than ever. Clients need to show that they live in our service area. So they need to have a utility bill showing that they live in our, or a lease that they live in our service area, and ID for everybody in their household. They come in, we capture some basic information, then we get them food and send them on their way.
Okay, and how often can they do that?
They can come once every 30 days, and we work closely with all the other agencies here in the area. So for Quincy residents, we have our food pantry. There's QCAP's food pantry on Copeland Street. There's Salvation Army. The three of those food pantries operate on an every 30-day model. The idea being, if this isn't enough supplemental food, you could go to one of those other agencies. The Germantown food pantry operates a little bit differently. They give out a little bit less food a little more frequently.
Okay. What do you need right now, Rick, from the public?
Right now it really comes down to monetary donations.
Okay.
I say that it's every day it changes. If you asked me 2 days ago, I would have said peanut butter and cereal, and now we're able to get that again. We have been going out, and we'll go to Stop and Shop and we'll clear off a shelf. We'll get all the rice they have, which there's no white rice. It's all like Spanish rice or yellow rice. We'll get all the rice they have. We'll get all the peanut butter, and we can't even buy a couple $100 worth. Like, and we've bought, cleared off the shelf. So we were having a tough time sourcing those things from our regular partners. We couldn't source it from retail, so we were asking the community. Luckily, that's no longer the case, and things are getting back to normal. The things we always need are diapers, especially size 4, 5, and 6. Feminine hygiene products, especially pads. And then monetary donations, because we use those to buy mostly fresh produce. So if you see, you can see the shelf behind me right now. That's all fresh produce, because it's universally culturally acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
Every culture wants fresh produce. Everybody can use it. And so we love to give that out to our clients.
Okay. And in terms of needs at the shelter for your volunteers and your staff, what's the situation there?
You know, volunteer wise, we're okay right now.
Okay.
There were some really, it was really touch and go at the beginning. It was tough because we rely on so many volunteers every day coming in. And it's that challenge of we lost a lot of volunteers and we had a lot of people reach out, but we can only have a certain number of people.
Right.
We want everybody to be able to maintain social distance. And so we can only have a certain number of volunteers at one time in the pantry. But our volunteer needs right now are good. We're doing okay.
I know you put out a call not too long ago for disposable masks and cleaning supplies. Is that still an issue?
We will always take those donations.
Okay.
We put out that ask. We got several hundred masks. We need more.
Okay.
We'll take more. And then also Clorox wipes are something that's very difficult to purchase these days. And we're constantly having to be wiping down all the different surfaces. So Clorox wipes are very welcome.
Okay, yeah, those are a scarce commodity for sure. let's talk a little bit about traditionally in May, you would have your Stop the Stigma 5K road race out in Squantum, where, you know, thousands of people will come out and enjoy the day and raise money for your New Directions Counseling Center. Not going to happen physically, but virtually?
Virtually, we are having it. And it is still a physical event, just everybody won't be all together.
Right, okay.
So what it is Memorial Day weekend, got a couple weeks. We're asking everybody to register with us and then go out and on their own run or walk or sit and watch TV. You know, the name of the game is fundraising for mental health. It is fundraising to support our mental health counseling center. And that's what the 5K is about. It is a Stop the Stigma 5K, helping to overcome the stigma associated with mental illness and addiction. That nobody should be afraid to talk about those things. There should be no hesitancy. They are not character flaws. They are illnesses. So we want to overcome that stigma. So we need the funding to fund our counseling center, but we also want people to go out and create visibility. We want them to run or walk and make a sign, wear a costume, do something to get that word out, and then take a picture. And we have a website where we're posting all of those pictures. We'll be sharing them on social media as well. And we have prizes for most creative sign and best costume and best time. And maybe we'll do slowest time. I don't know. That's a prize for somebody with the slowest time. But it's creating something where we can are together while we're apart, where we can all participate in this event at the same time without all being together to help raise awareness. So people can go to our website, interfaithsocialservices.org. They can register for our virtual 5K, which just means we're not going to all be together, but we are still all going to be participating in something as a community.
Okay, and by registering, there's a fee for that, so a donation for that?
There's a $30 fee.
Okay.
But everybody gets a t-shirt still.
Yep.
To the event, we're sending out t-shirts, okay. Recognizing our amazing sponsors, Heritage, our Bell Insurance, IntelliCare, all of these amazing, Jay Callinan and Associates, all of our sponsors, we're going to recognize them. So everyone who registers will still get a t-shirt and medals. So we're sending those out to people so they can show that they participated. We've been doing this event for close to 50 years.
Yeah, I know.
And so this is a tradition and we're going to keep it up no matter what happens.
And this is solely for your New Directions Counseling Center, right? That's what these funds are for?
That's right. And the counseling center right now, you know, the food is such a, it's a physical thing, and we're giving food to hungry people. But the counseling center, it, you know, we have people in isolation. We have people who have lost both parents to this illness that we're helping. People in assisted care facilities that, as nice and as wonderful as the staff is, for all intents and purposes, people are prisoners. They cannot leave their rooms. They can't associate with anybody else. And for someone who may be a widow or a widower, this is traumatic. And we're all dealing with the effects of this.
Right.
The counseling center is, it's always important, but even more so now, it's so important.
Yeah, and I know your therapists are conducting teletherapy, if you will.
Yeah, mostly through phone, some Zoom sessions like this, depending on the counselor and the client's comfortable, you know, their comfort level with technology.
Or internet access availability too.
Exactly, exactly. But we are still getting them the help that they need.
Okay, very good. And how much does this, the 5K typically raise, Rick?
Our goal is to raise $55,000.
Okay.
So far, we have raised just under 45.
Wow.
I think we have had amazing sponsors. We have been fundraising for this. Most of that right now is sponsors. It's sponsors that had come in. But we have another $10,000 to go. On top of the fact that we're losing $10,000 a month not having our thrift shop open. So that hurts us. So that's why we encourage monetary donations.
Okay.
I got to say, if anybody's listening, I have had people who said, I saw on QATV that you guys needed help, and they donated. People who are listening, people who have donated financially and in kind, thank you. Those are my two favorite words. We are so grateful. So grateful.
Well, that's really wonderful to hear. I'm glad we're helping in some small way to get the word out for you as well. And I wish we could do it in person like we normally do, but
But then you don't get the visual of the food pantry.
Well, that's true. And those folks really deserve their time in the spotlight for sure, because they are really literally on the front lines. Yeah.
And they all signed waivers. Okay. No clients, only volunteers.
What are you hearing, you know, from your colleagues in other parts of the city and the state?
Up until this point, about 50 food pantries throughout eastern Massachusetts have closed.
Wow.
In the greater Boston Food Bank service area. Luckily, that's not the case here in the South Shore. We're so happy that we're able to serve more undocumented residents.
Okay.
It is one of the things where in the past, whether there was a fear or lack of information, we are not a government organization, and we want people to come in when they need help. And so it's sort of a silver lining in all of this that we've seen more people who are undocumented coming in. People who are cleaners, people who are kitchen workers, people who are not getting a stimulus, can't collect unemployment because of their status. They're just so grateful. Everybody is so grateful. Clients are so grateful. We are so grateful for all the donors. We've been communicating much more closely with all of our partners in the region, sharing resources. You know, if we get too much bread, like right now, our truck just came back. I know that there's more produce that we can use. So we'll probably be going to Germantown because they have a distribution, or we'll be going to QCAP or Salvation Army. We'll be sharing with all of our partners in the region or the Weymouth Food Pantry. There was always a sense of community. We always collaborated, but now it's a daily occurrence.
Right. All right. Anything else we should let folks know about right now?
No, always thank you. Thank you. Thank you for everybody's support, and go and register for our 5K. Even if you're not going to walk or you're not going to run, it's okay. Make a donation to support our mental health counseling center.
Okay, I know you have a special website just for the 5K, stopthestigma5k.org, right?
That's right, stopthestigma5k.org, stopthestigma5k.com, stopstigma5k.org, or Interfaith Social Services, and then click on the link.
Yeah, and I know you're all over social media as well.
Yeah, and we love it. The more people, it's been awesome where there's been an immediate need, and we say, we need peanut butter, we put it on social media, and people are dropping off peanut butter. It's awesome.
That's great to hear.
Put on peanut butter right now, though.
Okay. Hold off on the peanut butter. How about the jelly?
No, we'll still take it. But clean out is really masks would be great, Clorox wipes would be great, and monetary donations.
Okay. Appreciate your time, Rick. I know you're busy, so I'll let you get going, but please reach out if we can help at all.
Thanks, Joe. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Be well. Be safe.